Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is Thursday. It's only Thursday. It's 8:04. We're just a little more than an hour away from us peaking for the week.
That's correct, everyone.
What?
A humongous movie review of Mission Impossible 6, starring America's greatest treasure, Tom Cruise.
And England's greatest treasure, Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. That's right, everyone. And I posted a picture of Rachel on the Alice973 Instagram if you want to check it out.
Is it with you, I hope?
Yeah. Or... It's us at the movie theater.
How exciting. Did she love the movie, too?
Well, I'd like you to hear from her.
Oh, that's true.
I'm going to assume yes.
Okay. 9:15. We'll find out all the details.
Thank you.
Yep. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Peeking for the week.
Yep,
we can do that now. Woohoo! Color. COLOR. Text color to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000 in our 12K a day giveaway. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is color. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Color is this hour's code word. Okay, celebrity trash. Demi Lovato. We're going to do a quick roundup on everything that's developed in the days since she OD'd on whatever she OD'd on. We're guessing OxyContin. The initial reports from my phone blew up. I think it was Monday or maybe Tuesday. We got all this news. It was, you know, she's OD'd on heroin. And then within a couple of hours... They were saying, people are not saying what she OD'd on.
We have this weird reaction to heroin. The pills, everybody, these opioids, they're the same thing. Everyone thinks that's somehow different.
Right.
It's because it's legal.
Right.
They'd used that word with Prince. They kept, you know.
Fentanyl?
Well, they just have these ways of saying there was nothing illegal. Okay.
Except that those prescriptions didn't have his name
right.
on them, some of them. And obviously multiple doctors had prescribed this.
Right.
So
they're playing with words. It doesn't matter. She's an addict and she is using again. And it almost killed her.
Her team tried to stage an intervention and get help for her drug addiction. But she blew them off. According to TMZ. Sources close to Demi say that members of her team noticed she was in a bad place weeks and weeks ago and confronted her about it. They offered assistance to get her back to sobriety. The plan was to urge her into a rehab program. The intervention was not successful. She refused and continued to party. Instead, she got rid of a lot of people in her life. She cut ties with her manager.
Mm-hmm.
She broke up with her sober coach, saying he betrayed her by not giving her drugs, apparently. Other sources say she tried to make it seem like everything was okay, but her struggles became obvious shortly before the overdose on Tuesday. Phil McIntyre was her longtime manager. They parted ways a couple months ago. Neither has said why they broke off their professional relationship, but apparently he did have a hand in the intervention efforts. I guess this was kind of ongoing, and it must have been going on for a while because she put that song out at least a month ago, and she had to write it and record it.
Well, my guess is they'll be back together once she gets her act together.
Right.
But the type of reaction a junkie has to someone doing what he did is that you've betrayed me.
Mm-hmm.
You are evil. How could you do this to me? So that's probably why there was a breakup.
Yeah,
I'm guessing and speculating, but I do
know
a little bit about being a junkie, and I do know that you... don't want anyone in the way of what you're trying to do.
No.
Stop
those
it.
Those people need to go.
Right.
I mean, that's, you are actually trying to clear the way for, actually, the more people you push away, the more free time you have on your hands. And
I did exactly that. And then my phone completely stopped ringing. I was like, wow, I am finally all alone. And
truly.
I am, it is quiet in here.
Boy, this is,
wow.
But I got my bottle.
Yeah, well, you do find
Hi,
yourself.
Hi, friend, how are you?
Going, oh man, I finally know what loneliness is, and it's awful. Mm. It really is, it's something.
Prior to the apparent drug overdose on Tuesday, her friends had a strong suspicion that an incident like this would occur. They kept Narcan on hand for such situations. In fact, they say it was one of her,
wow,
one of the people around her, not the EMTs that arrived, who administered mm-hmm. the counteractor to opioids.
You know what's weird, though, is these people who were with her must have been partying with her. It's,
yeah.
It's not possible that they were all sober except
right.
her.
Yeah, there was a birthday party for somebody in her entourage the night before, and they even put her... They say she and her quote-unquote friends, they have quotes around it, were on a binger the entire night. She has people, the people she's been hanging around lately aren't her real friends, says a source. They don't have her best interests at heart. She pushed her true friends away. She had to find creative and sneaky ways to get drugs because her team and those that really care about her keep a close watch on her, and they don't go get drugs for her.
Right.
She was rushed to the hospital Tuesday morning following the incident at her home in Hollywood, in the Hollywood Hills. They said later she was alert and stable.
Birds of a feather will flock.
Yeah.
So, and she's got money, too. So they were probably like,
sure, you're buying the drugs.
You want
great.
A party and you're buying? I'll run. No problem.
Sounds mm-hmm. absolutely great. Let's see.
Yeah. You buy, I'll fly. Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. Anything else you need? I'd like to hang around for a while. Wilmer Valderrama, who she's been on and off with for years, visited her in the hospital after her overdose. He was photographed. He's 38. He was photographed outside Cedars-Sinai in L.A. on Wednesday.
That kid is currently on the NCIS train and raking it in. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is,
that's
going
to keep going for a long time.
That is
time.
A jackpot.
Yeah. He stayed about 2 hours. Some witness says, he was serious, intense, and seemed distant, but focused and very calm at the same time. Thank you. Thanks for your insight. They broke up in June of 2016 after 6 years together, but they've remained close since their breakup, so it's actually not surprising that he went and visited her. And she actually says that she, you know, the times that they broke up were the times that she was using. Like, she would need to push away these people that cared about her because they wouldn't let her have drugs.
Right.
And what addicts need is their drugs. In March of 2015, she credited him with saving her life, claimed that during their off-again periods, their splits were due to her relapsing. She said that the only times we ever broke up were when I was relapsing, whether it was drugs or in a bad place or rebelling against everybody, not just him. People say relapses happen before you use, she said. Your mind starts setting up the relapse before you take that drink or that first hit.
She's right.
The times we'd broken up, I'd already gone to that place of, yeah, that's what's happening. I didn't realize it at the time. I wanted to sabotage everything around me so I could sabotage myself. Super sad. And she has talked about him since their breakup, too, where she calls him the love of her life. She isn't sure she'll ever get over him. She says, I have moments where it's late at night and I'm lonely and I wonder if I made the right decision because love's a gamble. I don't know if I'll lose him for the rest of my life. I think my heart will always be with Wilmer. And she goes on to blather on about him. But there you go. That's the update. She's, you know, who knows if this will be the rock bottom thing for her that'll save her life, or if we can expect more of this in the future. Jimmy Garoppolo's in the news today. A lot of reaction to him dating that porn star, Kiara Mia. He's calling it a learning experience.
What?
After,
what, like, he regrets it?
Yeah. Well, people have been all over him, and I'll read you a couple of the quotes, but, you know, he was 4 years as a backup, and now he's the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers going into 2018, and he's basically saying it comes with expectations on and off the field, and he's learning that. He went on a date with adult film star Kiara Mia, and was surprised by the reaction that the public had. Called it a learning experience.
You know, he got to watch Tom Brady. He has to know there's a certain expectation being it. Mm-hmm. You know, he must have been a QB through high school and college, too. I mean, he knows what the deal. That's the deal.
I think he just didn't expect it to garner this much attention.
Well, he got a, what did he get, a $100 million contract?
$137 million.
People are watching him, yes.
Yeah, life is different now,
$74 million guaranteed, yeah.
Yeah, life is different now. Yeah, yep,
so
it is.
So what I would say to him is, you know, you want to date that girl, you really like her, you think this is the one for you, then defend it. Mm-hmm. And say, get out of my bedroom. I do what I want.
The date, of course, has nothing to do with football, but there was a lot of backlash about how he should carry himself as a franchise quarterback. Britt McHenry of Fox 5 DC tweeted, Jimmy Garoppolo is the franchise quarterback of a prominent NFL team. He should have more values and class than parading a porn star in L.A. Slam me for saying that, but guaranteed someone in his camp said the same thing. He also made headlines when he discussed wanting to start over Tom Brady when he was with the Patriots. He said, naturally, you're the rookie and he's the veteran, but you have to have that mindset that you want to be the starter. He only has 7 career starts in 4 NFL seasons, but gained a lot of attention at the end of last year.
We had a good end of season with mm-hmm. him as QB. Same and team that had been losing now is winning with him at the behind the center.
He has an opportunity to become a household name. He is here already. And they're saying it comes with extra scrutiny on and off the field. So he is not exactly apologizing, but saying he's learning.
Well, it's hardly the worst thing in the world he could do.
Oh, my God. There's
so
many
worse
things.
It's not a DUI. It's not. So
right, he
whatever.
Can beat up some girl.
Exactly.
And still get to play.
Right.
Congratulations today to Rachel Platten. She is pregnant with her first child.
Is she married?
She is married. She's married to a guy named Kevin Lazan. I don't know anything about him.
How do you spell his last name?
Lazan. Okay. She announced it on Instagram Wednesday that they're expecting their first child together. Shared a photo of herself holding her baby bump and made a huge announcement. It is a very, very long post.
Wow.
She talks about how, you know, it's been hard to hide it from her fans and she has all these feelings and she's been nauseous, like throwing up and then having to go on stage and perform and fly everywhere. And
you know,
she's green with nausea.
Rachel Platten is probably one of the kindest artists out there. When Michael Franti and Sara Franti do it for the love and they send, you know, disabled children, Rachel Platten always says yes.
Oh, yeah. She's
like whenever they have a request for her, she'll meet with any child or anyone that has any kind of disability and meet and greet. Hang out with them.
She's very sweet. Everything I see with her is she just seems like a very kind, nice person. I'm sure she'll be a great mommy. Good for her. Congratulations to them. What did you find out about Kevin Lazan?
He's a lawyer and founder and CEO of The Gables, a counter service cafe in Santa Monica.
Oh.
And she credits her success to him.
Oh.
That she was the man behind.
He was the man behind
her.
Hmm. He's got a coffee shop, you say?
That's what this says.
Maybe he gave her a start, let her play at the coffee shop.
Possibly.
Do you still watch Madam Secretary?
When it's on.
Yeah, Taya Leone's
still on?
Show. Yeah, it's still on.
Oh.
It looks like CBS has announced that Hillary Clinton, Madeleine Albright, and Colin Powell are all going to appear as themselves on this season.
Okay.
All the other secretaries are going to be on. So she plays Secretary of State?
Yes. I love her so much.
Oh,
like,
do you?
So much. She's just a great person, and I try to sometimes dress the way she dresses.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is she specific? What is she?
She wears, like, business suits, but her tops are really cool, and her skirts and her pants.
Oh.
Like, they're just has it going on.
She's a great-looking girl.
Yes.
Was her show on last night?
No.
You wouldn't have known anyway. It wasn't like you were home or, you know, you went out to dinner.
Yeah.
Pretty late.
Yeah.
Oh, where'd you eat? Town?
No.
You didn't go to town?
Closer to home.
Oh. What's that place you like? The one with the drinks named after you?
Oh, is that the place?
Oh, no. I went to, no, not that place. The Grill House is where I was.
Oh, the Grill House.
The Grill House.
Did you get a nice private table somewhere?
No.
Oh, you sat at the bar? Oh, you just sat at the bar? Oh, have fun.
I'm a bar girl.
Yeah.
All right.
What'd you drink?
I like to see my bartender, and my bartender sees me. This is empty, sir.
You shake the rattle the ice in the glass. Is that your move?
No ice, Sarah.
No ice? What, martinis or something?
No.
You don't put ice in shots.
Oh, you did shots?
What?
So weird.
Could she not hear us?
She keeps asking what. We're asking all that. I don't get it. I don't know what to.
I don't know. There's a story here somewhere. We're just trying to pull it out of her. I mean, we got a few things. That was actually a pretty good fishing expedition, Vinny. We caught a few little babies. We might have to throw them back. Looking for the big one. Ryan Reynolds is producing an R-rated takeoff on Home Alone. It's called Stoned Alone. It's about a guy who misses the flight to his holiday ski trip, so he goes home and gets high. And then he gets paranoid that people are breaking into his house, but they really are.
Oh, God.
It's not just the weed talking. And now he has to take out all the robbers. So I don't know if Ryan's going to be in the movie, but he's apparently behind this and producing it. So
he has so many movies coming out. Oh, my God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 movies.
Oh, my God.
Movies.
What are they?
So, well, Deadpool 3.
Oh, God, that's in the works already?
So, Deadpool 2, in Deadpool 2, they formed his super team, which is X-Force.
Oh.
So, X-Force is also coming out. And then I think he's going to be in the movie Clue, which is based on the game Clue.
Uh-huh.
You don't care about that?
No, that's okay. I'm listening. I'm with you.
The Hitman's wife's bodyguard. Him, Sam Jackson, and Salma Hayek.
But, so that's a sequel to The Hitman's Bodyguard?
Oh. I don't know.
Wasn't it him and Sam Jackson?
Sam Jackson, yeah, that movie sucked. I've already blocked it out of my mind. I did see that. So funny.
The Hitman's Bodyguard's wife.
Yeah, he's got a movie coming out called Six Underground with him and Dave Franco. Mm. It's a Michael Bay movie. You want me to keep going? Or
sure.
All right, why not? All right. Detective Pikachu.
Is it a cartoon?
Yeah, it looks like he's the voice.
Oh, of Detective Pikachu.
Fun.
So this is like based on how everyone's into the
popular Nintendo game,
Pokemon.
Huh.
The Croods 2.
Oh, the Croods. That's a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
So he's got just a couple animations. So he'll just go do voice work for those.
Yeah,
that's good. He doesn't have to get ripped for those.
He's looking weird, though.
Is he?
Well, he's getting some work done.
You
they
think?
All get work. Absolutely.
I don't know. His face is looking skinny and long. Weird looking.
Jane Fonda is confirming that the 9 to 5 sequel is happening with the original cast.
Oh, I love it.
Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton.
Looking 9 to 5.
Keep
what
going.
What a way to make a living.
Barely.
Use your money. Oh.
The boss won't seem to let you. Swear that man is out to get you. Jane Fonda says, my role as an executive.
I was like, Jane. You know, Jane looked like a supermodel yesterday. Did you see her as we were walking out?
Oh, our Jane?
Yeah, our Jane. That's who I thought of when you said Jane.
She looks like a supermodel every day. Like, that girl puts it together every day. She puts us all to shame.
She had a meeting yesterday with Linda Perry for Non-Blondes.
Oh,
really?
Is
that right?
Huh. What was it? What were they meaning about? Like, you know, breaking baby bands or
new
something?
New artists, something. Jane's just meeting with.
She's a high roller.
Yeah, she is. I don't know. I was just walking to the elevator, like, fanning myself.
Going on.
Oh, whew,
yeah.
Sheesh.
Ooh,
long legs.
She's
on
smoking.
That thing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yow.
What time does she have to get up to put that together? I mean, every day she's got a full look going on.
I know.
It's crazy. Must be nice only having black clothes, though. That's easy.
Probably
that
helps.
Easy,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But the eye makeup.
I know. The
like
whole.
Perfect. Like whole, everything is perfect.
Put together every day.
And the boots. You'd think that once in a while you'd be like, I'm going flip flops today. This is enough.
Put on a pair of sneakers.
God. You know?
Yep. Slippers. Hello.
When she gets home, does she just throw on like a t-shirt and cut off shorts or something?
I would hope so.
Do you think that's possible?
No. If she does,
she
it's a black t-shirt and black cutoff shorts.
Those slippers that are actually heels with the fur over the top.
Like in the old 50s movies.
Exactly.
That's funny. Anyway, it looks like if you were a 9 to 5 fan, you've waited, I don't know, 40 years for the next one to come. The original came out in 1980.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. It has been almost 40 years. I was just joking. Oh, my God. It looks like Dolly, Lily, and Jane are all going to be in it. Jane says that she's executive producing it. The original that came out in 1980 grossed $103 million, which they say is about $350 million in today's dollars, if you adjust for inflation. So that's great.
I'm going to watch that.
Speaking of things that are coming back, Kelsey Grammer is thinking about a Frasier reboot. Although it's not like the revivals like Will and Grace, you know, same set, same, you know, Murphy Brown, Roseanne. This new Frasier would be set in a new city with a different cast, a new focus. But Dr. Frasier Crane, I don't know, maybe he gets another, he moves from
it,
Seattle.
It works if
else.
He goes to a different radio station. It's totally works.
It's also, I don't know if any of the same, you know, the original stars would be. And obviously, the father passed away, John Mahoney. He died back in February.
Daphne, maybe.
Yeah, maybe Niles. I used to love
Niles. You know, that show was a powerhouse, and it really just came out of Cheers.
Yep.
It was just, is Frasier going to get his own show? He is. And then it was...
And then
huge.
It was really good.
Like 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. Does it say?
It doesn't, but I 11 seasons.
11 seasons is a long run.
Yeah, it was
run.
A huge show. And everybody on that became a star. Mm-hmm. Roz, the producer, what was her name? Perry Gilpin?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, look at you
that
go.
That sounds right. I would never have guessed that, but I think you're right.
I can't think of Niles' name in real life, but...
I don't remember.
For some reason that... Well, Perry is such a cute little name. But yeah, there were a lot of stars, and Daphne was great, and she's on. Is Hot in Cleveland still happening?
No, not in production. They show reruns. But she's on that show we were talking
Castle
about.
Castle Rock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she came up yesterday.
She's going on to do some stuff. David Hyde Pierce.
Oh, Niles. Right. Yeah. I think he does Broadway stuff.
Yes.
Anyway, so that might be happening. And just a quick note here, Chris Hardwick. Who is, he's a comedian, but he hosts the Talking Dead recap show and other stuff.
Does he,
too.
Is he back? Because
back.
They pulled him from
they
it.
They did. They finished, the AMC finished their investigation into the sexual and emotional abuse claims made by an ex-girlfriend, and he's been cleared. He's coming back to all his shows. He's got the Talking Dead shows and something called Talking with Chris Hardwick. Last month... Actually, it feels like even longer than that ago. Chris's ex-girlfriend published an essay detailing the abuse she suffered at the hands of an ex-boyfriend years ago. She didn't actually name Chris, but it was obvious to anyone, I guess, who knew them that she was referring to him. AMC said, "We take these matters very seriously, and given the information available to us after a very careful review, including interviews with numerous individuals, we believe returning Chris to work is the appropriate step." So there you go. And one final note, Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones is today... 75 years old.
A burden.
That's my favorite Rolling Stone song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Your favorite?
This is my favorite. What's your favorite?
Oh my God, there's so many. Paint It Black. I can't get
I
no satisfaction.
Mine is
Sympathy
Beast
for the
Burden.
Devil.
Oh,
Spider
God.
And the Fly.
It's endless. I love the Stones.
I like a spider to a fly. That's from 1965. No more simple and bluesy. Happy 75th birthday to Mick Jagger.
Oh, still out there going for it, too.
Oh, my God. They still tour.
Although, you know what I'm reading a lot of now is you hear these older bands that are all saying, like, we love it. We want to do it. Kiss is one of the bands. They're like... We can't put all that stuff on and still keep doing this show much longer.
Right.
And so I think they're out on their last tour. Iron Maiden just talked about how, I was just reading, they're saying, we're going to try and do another album and another tour, but we are getting older.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, do you remember in 1996 when you and I first started working together, Kiss was doing their farewell tour, and I was like, you know what? I have to go. I have to go to it because it's the last chance to see Kiss. Boy, did they F me over. It was I swear to God. So I'm sitting at this concert. It's 10 o'clock at night watching Kiss. Like, I'm so excited. And, I got to get up for work the next morning, 4 in the morning. So I'm falling asleep. And then the pyrotechnics go off. And I'm waking up and watching a little more and fading back down and the pyrotechnics go off again and wake me up.
It really is, though, exactly what you think. They get home, they get rested, they get bored, and they realize,
hey, they should go back out on the road.
Being Gene Simmons doesn't cross over into any other job.
No. Nope. They don't even treat me like Gene Simmons at my house. I need to go like, somewhere where I'm getting class A.
You need to be
service.
Able to spit blood, stick out that long tongue of yours, blow fire.
And have people fall to their knees.
Right.
What's going up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff, including places we go that are too loud.
Oh.
The best virtual assistant.
Oh.
And more after these.
Slow hand. Niall Horan is coming to the Shoreline Amphitheater on August 4th. Boy, that's only like a week away, isn't it?
I know. August.
It's right around the corner.
Summer's almost over.
Oh, I don't say that. Stop
it. It's beginning to look a lot.
No, it isn't. Oh, my God. It's July. Please stop. Call number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see Niall Horan with opening act. Maren Morris, August 4th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. That's going to be a great show. Call number 9 right now.
Football's back a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
5 o'clock, first preseason game, Bears-Ravens.
And then the 49ers, I think Cowboys. And then I think Oakland is Detroit.
Fun.
And those are on the weekend next weekend?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the schedule beyond Thursday. But I'll get you up to date on all that as it's coming.
All right.
It is America's number one TV show.
I love it.
So I don't get pedicures. You'd know that if you looked at my feet, too. They're a little mangled. Not quite Franti mangled, but they're...
Poor Michael.
Not poor Michael. He's awesome.
He chooses that, Sarah.
Yeah,
I guess so.
And he's got a good cause. What is it? Souls for Souls?
Souls for Souls.
Is awesome. The guy decided to go barefoot to promote his charity. And then never put a shoe on again.
No. And I've stepped on his feet at least 10 times, and cannot be alone.
Right.
No wonder his feet look so mangled. Poor guy.
A North Carolina woman who claimed she was hospitalized with a disease reportedly contracted it during a routine pedicure.
Oh, my God.
And it's one case of several that raises questions about the safety of getting your nails done. This is from today's USA Today. They say last year, several nail salons in Indiana were fined and placed on probation after a man's leg was amputated following a pedicure.
Oh, my God.
The instrument in question was a callus cutter. It's a razor used to shave hard skin off the bottoms of feet. The devices, they say, aren't permitted for salon use in some states, including Indiana and North Carolina, and this was in Indiana.
Have you ever had that done? Had the extra skin shaved off your feet?
No.
It's crazy how much they can take off. And it is, it's like a razor. It almost looks like a...
You've done it?
I had it done one time, and I didn't even know what was going to happen. We went, it was part of a bridal party years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they like...
Oh, man!
Well, that's
a razor
blade.
That's
just someone razoring it off. You should look at like foot shaving, skin shaving. It's crazy. They just go... Like that. And it's like, it looks like clear orange peel. It's crazy how much they take off.
But it's
off.
Like peeling a cucumber. They just slide it right off.
It's unreal. And then your feet feel super soft afterward. Uh-huh. But if you don't keep moisturizing, they get all these like weird hard edges. It's like, this is not good.
Well, it sounds like that device isn't legal in every state and caused this man to lose a leg.
Damn.
They say... Awful. Oh, there it is. There's pictures all over the internet.
You should get the video of somebody's foot getting shaved.
Woof.
Yucky.
It's crazy.
Anyway, I guess I didn't know pedicures could be so dangerous, but they're talking about how bacteria can be spread through these tools. A woman says, they're saying here, what day is today? It's Thursday. So you're hairy right now, right?
Yeah, I am.
You're at your hairiest?
Yep.
Today's a perfect day to go get a pedicure. They say, come hairy. Don't shave before your pedicure. I guess maybe that's something in your freshly shaved skin, possibly open wounds.
Oh.
Avoid shaving them right before a pedicure. Shaving creates micro tears in the skin and increases your chance for infection. They say make sure they're using new files and buffers.
Yeah, a lot of places.
Like, oh, is that new?
Yeah, to say
the packet
new stuff. There are places where they, you pay the first time you go, you pay for a set, and they put it in a box with your name on it and put it on the shelf. Yeah.
Well, if you're regular, I guess.
Yeah.
So this is a weird one. Most people, well, maybe everyone knows what cuticles are. Yeah. I only know because my mom did stuff around the house with her little nail cuticle cutter, and then I started going, well, that's pretty fun. You find yourself cutting your cuticles off, and if you go
it's
too far,
it
hurts.
Bit. Yeah, hell yeah, it does.
According to this, they say, if you're getting a pedicure, save your cuticles. Cutting cuticles is a routine part of most manicures and pedicures, but they say it has no benefit aside from cosmetic. But when they cut it, you open yourself up to infection.
Yeah, and they soak your feet, and then they kind of go along the edge there and take it down. I like the way it looks, though, when the cuticle's gone. I'm always pushing my cuticles down on my fingers constantly.
Well, maybe that's what you should ask for instead. I don't know.
They usually push it back and then cut it
with
a little pusher.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you would know.
I would know.
You have had
Bryn used to do
salon.
Nails, right?
Yeah, he has a license
kinda.
For that.
Do you guys have to deal with the possibility of infection and people overlooking?
No, we never did this thing here with the little
shaving.
The shaver of,
I don't think
of the skin.
It's not legal in a lot
of
places.
We had more of like a loofah type thing where
just
we
scrub
just
it off.
Scrub, yeah. And that seemed a little more safe, I think, and not nearly as dangerous. As
did you do the leg massage and the foot massage?
I didn't really do it. My family did. My sisters were great. They're killing it in Berkeley.
Oh. They got their own salon over there?
Yeah, and people came through.
What's it called?
Oh, still they do?
We sold it. We sold the Invisit. It's probably still there. It was the best in Berkeley.
The
whole college used to go there. And it was. It was in the newspaper and everything. But they used to get. They used to ask Joyce, my sister, to do little bear paw prints for
Nice.
For
Cal. Oh, cute.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. She was really creative, too.
So. Oh, God. College football is going to be back any minute, too.
Mm,
go Blue.
No.
We're going to some Bears games this.
Go ahead.
This...
You should go.
What?
Why not? Who's this we you're
We've
talking
We've got
about?
A kid over there.
He does not care about football, much to his father's chagrin. I know. It's a bummer.
You're right. It is a bummer. According to this, Google has the best virtual assistant.
Oh.
Microsoft has the worst.
Does Google's have a name?
Cortana. No. Google's is just Hey Google. In fact, their ad is very funny because it features one of the Warriors, Kevin Durant, and the ad is, they're saying, you know, for the ad, Kevin, if you could say, Hey Google, and he keeps going, Yo Google, and they're like, that's great, good take, but if you could, and he won't do it, and they go, that's okay, you know what, we'll have the engineers make that an option for.
So do they add?
I don't know. I have one of the Google assistants, but I hardly ever use it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the new study tested the four big virtual assistants on the market to see how good they are at answering different types of questions and requests. They found Google's assistant is best with 86% accuracy. Siri is second. Amazon's is third.
Lady, the lady you talked to
right.
in your house.
And Microsoft's Cortana is the worst.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. So there you go.
You know, you can change that Amazon's name, right?
Yeah.
In the settings. Pretty cool. But yeah.
So you've done that?
Are there options? There's
I
a bunch of options.
But I saw
for,
the
right?
options, and I think I'm going to do it.
I might change mine to computer, but not tell anybody. Because I've had people
right.
order stuff on
your
my...
Your friends are funny.
Yeah. No, they're hilarious.
Hey, Pat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is Pat ordering stuff up?
No, Pat didn't. But Doug did all the ordering. Pat is the one who, like, says all these just horrible things and, you know, hey, if the FBI is listening, you should know that, you know,
he
just makes all these terrorist remarks. And
I thought
like,
he would just
oh
order a case of Coors Light, no?
No.
Huh. All right.
Can you get a case of Coors Light from Amazon?
Probably. Why wouldn't you?
Can you really? Yeah.
I
don't know. It's because it's
think.
Alcohol. That's my only, you know, I don't know if you can buy alcoholic stuff.
Blame it on the
Our text number is 800-400.
Do it, UC,
are we finally going to get the story?
It sounds like we are.
No, I got nothing.
What happened last night?
Nothing.
Blame We've been waiting all day to hear this story. There was been a lot of
alcohol.
There's been a lot of stress happening in the V household. Johnny V.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
Mr.
Not the,
V.
It's not the Salazar household.
V and Salazar, whatever, however you want to refer
S&V.
To it. Seems like there's been some stress.
S&V.
At the...
I can't get away from these people.
I know.
Vinny lives in an SV, too.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah, I do.
S&V.
Anyway.
Oh, that's a thing.
Where, you're taking
Did you have tax?
What's happening? Why are you taking us away from what we're trying to get?
Big movie.
Yeah, I have a text.
805
says, Hooman, after hearing you swoon over Rachel on the air all the time, I looked on Instagram this morning to see it's Rachel Nichols.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where have I been?
I don't know.
Eons ago, she dated our piano player and songwriter. She is a sweetheart and a beautiful soul.
Oh.
I can't wait to hear her on the air this morning.
A sweetheart and a beautiful soul.
The whole Bay Area is waiting with bated breath.
Oh, my God.
You bet.
Cannot just.
Are they?
I can't wait to see Rachel. Really suspicious of Rachel.
I know.
Well, she just wants to protect her human, you know. You can't blame her for that.
I don't, but we'll see.
Where's Rachel?
Where's
I'm protecting Hooman.
Where's our story?
That was
no
the remix.
Story. What I'm looking forward to is the intro.
I know.
To the movie, yes.
The They've been working on this intro.
All week.
All week. There's an outro, too?
I think so.
Well, there's everything.
Is there an outro?
Well,
is
see
there?
If you can whip one together because she's
announced
it. Did
I just make that up?
Yeah. Maybe you can do something like, and that
we'll
was the
live.
Movie review.
Pew. Yeah. And Brent.
Tons of air horns, Brent. Bro. A lot of air horns.
So we'll read some texts and then do the movie review right after these.
Poor guy.
A North Carolina woman who claimed she was hospitalized with a disease reportedly contracted it during a routine pedicure.
Oh, my God.
And it's one case of several that raises questions about the safety of getting your nails done. This is from today's USA Today. They say last year, several nail salons in Indiana were fined and placed on probation after a man's leg was amputated. Following a pedicure.
Oh, my God.
The instrument in question was a callus cutter. It's a razor used to shave hard skin off the bottoms of feet. The devices, they say, aren't permitted for salon use in some states, including Indiana and North Carolina. And this was in Indiana.
Have you ever had that done? Had the extra skin shaved off your feet?
No.
It's crazy how much they can take off. And it is, it's like a razor. It almost looks like a...
You've
like
done
a,
it?
I had it done one time, and I didn't even know what was going to happen. We went, it was part of a bridal party years ago. Mm-hmm. And
oh!
They like...
Oh, man!
Well, that's just
a razor
that's just
blade.
Someone razoring it off. You should look at, like, foot shaving, foot, you know, skin shaving. It's they just go... Like that. And it's like, it looks like clear orange peel. It's crazy how much they take off.
But it's
off.
Like peeling a cucumber. They just slide it right off.
It's unreal. And then your feet feel super soft afterward. Uh-huh. But if you don't keep moisturizing, they get all these like weird hard edges. It's like, oh, this is not good.
Well, it sounds like that device isn't legal in every state and caused this man to lose a leg.
Damn.
They say, oh, there it is. There's pictures all over the internet.
You should get the video of somebody's foot getting shaved.
Woof.
Yucky.
It's crazy.
Anyway, I guess I didn't know pedicures could be so dangerous, but they're talking about how bacteria can be spread through these tools. A woman says, they're saying here, what day is today? It's Thursday. So you're hairy right now, right?
Yeah, I am.
You're at your hairiest?
Yep.
Today's a perfect day to go get a pedicure. They say, come hairy. Don't shave before your pedicure. I guess maybe that's something in your freshly shaved skin, possibly open wounds.
Oh.
Avoid shaving them right before a pedicure. Shaving creates micro tears in the skin and increases your chance for infection. They say make sure they're using new files and buffers.
Yeah, a
what
lot
do
of
you
places.
Say? Like, oh, is that new?
You gotta
is
say,
it out of the packet?
New stuff. There are places where they. You pay, the first time you go, you pay for a set. And they put it in a box with your name on it and put it on the
really?
Shelf. Yeah.
Well, if you're regular, I guess.
Yeah.
So this is a weird one. Most people, Well, maybe everyone knows what cuticles are. Yeah. I only know because my mom did stuff around the house with her little nail cuticle cutter, and then I started going, well, that's pretty fun. You find yourself cutting your cuticles off, and if you go
it's
too far,
that little
hurts.
Bit. Yeah, hell yeah, it does.
According to this, they say, if you're getting a pedicure, save your cuticles. Cutting cuticles is a routine part of most manicures and pedicures, but they say it has no benefit aside from cosmetic. But when they cut it, you open yourself up to infection.
Yeah, and they do. They soak your feet, and then they kind of go along the edge there and take it down. I like the way it looks, though, when the cuticle's gone. I'm always pushing my cuticles down on my fingers constantly.
Well, maybe that's what you should ask for instead. I don't know.
They usually push it back and then cut it with a little pusher.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you would know. I mean,
I would know.
You have had
Bryn used to do
salon.
Nails, right?
Yeah, he has a license for that.
Do you guys have to deal with the possibility of infection and people overlooking?
No, we never did this thing here with the little
shaving.
The shaver of,
I don't think
of
it's,
the skin.
It's not legal in a lot
of
places.
We had more of like a loofah type thing where
just
we
scrub
just
it off.
Scrub, yeah. And that seemed a little more safe, I think, and not nearly as dangerous. As
did you do the leg massage and the foot massage?
I didn't really do it. My family did. My sisters were great. They're killing it in Berkeley.
Oh, they got their own salon over there?
Yeah, and people came through.
What's it called?
Oh, still they do?
We sold it. We sold the it's probably still there. It was the best in Berkeley. The whole college used to
best.
Go there, and it was. It was in the newspaper and everything. But they used to get. They used to ask Joyce, my sister, to do little bear paw prints for.
Oh, nice.
For
oh, cute.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. She was really creative, too. So.
Oh, God. College football is going to be back any minute, too.
Mm,
go blue.
No.
We're going to some Bears games this.
Go ahead.
This...
You should go.
What?
Why not? Who's this we you're
We've
talking
We've got a
about?
Kid over there.
He does not care about football, much to his father's chagrin. I know. It's a bummer.
You're right. It is a bummer. According to this, Google has the best virtual assistant.
Oh.
Microsoft has the worst.
Does Google's have a name?
Cortana.
Cortana?
No. Google's is just Hey Google. In fact, their ad is very funny because it features one of the Warriors, Kevin Durant, and the ad is, they're saying, you know, for the ad, Kevin, if you could say, Hey Google, and he keeps going, Yo Google. And they're like, that's great. Good take, but if you could, and he won't do it. And they go, that's okay. You know what? We'll have the engineers make that an option for.
So do they add?
I don't know. I have one of the Google assistants, but I hardly ever use it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the new study tested the four big virtual assistants on the market to see how good they are at answering different types of questions and requests. They found Google's assistant is best with 86% accuracy. Siri is second. Amazon's is third.
Lady, the lady you talked to
right.
at your house.
And Microsoft's Cortana is the worst.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. So there you go.
You know, you can change that Amazon's name, right?
Yeah.
In the settings. Pretty cool. But
yeah. So you've done that?
Are there options? There's
I
a bunch of options.
But I saw
for,
the
right?
options and I think I'm going to do it.
I might change mine to computer, but not tell anybody. Because I've had people
right.
order stuff on
your
my.
Your friends are funny.
Yeah. No, they're hilarious.
Hey, Pat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is Pat ordering stuff up?
No, Pat didn't. But Doug did all the ordering. Pat is the one who, like, says all these just horrible things and, you know, hey, if the FBI is listening, you should know that, you know, he just makes all these terrorist remarks. And
I thought
like,
he would just
oh
order a case of Coors Light. No?
No.
Huh. All right.
Can you get a case of Coors Light from Amazon?
Probably. Why wouldn't you?
Can you really? Yeah.
I
don't know. It's because it's alcohol. That's my only, you know, I don't know if you can buy alcoholic stuff.
Blame it on the
Our text number is 800-400.
Do it,
are we finally going to get the story?
It sounds like we are.
No, I got nothing.
What happened last night?
Nothing.
Blame We've been waiting all day to hear this story. There has been a lot of
alcohol.
There's been a lot of stress happening in the V household. Johnny V.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
Mr.
Not the,
V.
It's not the Salazar household.
V and Salazar, whatever, however you want to refer
S&V.
To it. Seems like there's been some stress
S&V.
At the...
I can't get away from these people.
I know.
Vinny lives in an SV, too.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah, I do.
S&V.
Anyway.
Oh, thing.
You're taking
Did you have text?
What's happening? Why are you taking us away from what we're trying to get?
Big movie.
Yeah, I have a text.
805
says, Hooman, after hearing you swoon over Rachel on the air all the time, I looked on Instagram this morning to see it's Rachel Nichols.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where have I been?
I don't know.
Eons ago, she dated our piano player and songwriter. She is a sweetheart and a beautiful soul.
Oh.
I can't wait to hear her on the air this morning.
A sweetheart and a beautiful soul.
The whole Bay Area is waiting with bated breath.
Oh, my God.
You bet.
Cannot adjust. Are they? I can't wait to see Rachel. Really suspicious of Rachel.
I know.
She just wants to protect her human, you know? You can't blame her for that.
I don't, but we'll see.
Where's Rachel?
I'm protecting Hooman.
Where's our story?
That was the remix.
What I'm looking forward to is the intro.
I know.
To the movie, yes.
The
They've been working on this intro.
All week.
There's an outro, too?
I think so.
Well, there's everything.
Is there an outro?
Well,
is
see
there?
If you can whip one together. Oh, since
did I just make that up?
Yeah. And we can do something like, and that we'll was the live. Movie review.
Pium, 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 pium. Yeah. And Brent.
Tons of air horns, Brent. Bro. A lot of air horns.
So we'll read some texts and then do the movie review right after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.